Hey, AfterBuzzers, you're watching the AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Vampire Diaries, Season 7, Episode 17, I Went to the Woods. Stay tuned as we tell you all about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I feel like we should all be doing like an interpretive dance and like leaping across the stage. Okay. Hi everyone, I'm Tiana Hobson. You can find me on Twitter at the Tiana Hobson. And joining me tonight, I've got the beautiful and lovely Katie Campbell.
Hi guys, yay, it's Friday. And you can find me on Twitter at Katie E.E. Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell. Listen, it's a thing.
It's Friday?
Well, it's Sunday. You know what? It's Sunday, but Friday, because we're talking about our shows on Friday. Right. Do you guys remember my shirt?
Yes.
I'm remembering
remember
it now.
My shirt?
Listen. I remember your shirt, but it was just so funny when you sang that. Sorry.
Oh, I think I do that a lot in everyday life.
And Sam D.
Hey, guys. You can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram, and I'm on the live chat.
And Jordana Morphin.
Hey, guys. You can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Jordana_Morphin.
Okay, so tonight's episode was great, and we can't wait to talk about it more. But first, Sam, I heard Julie Plex got another show coming out soon.
Yeah, she's like my best friend, so she was telling me the other day that Tuesday, April 19th on the CW, it's coming, and there is no cure. The greatest enemy comes from within. From co-creator of The Vampire Diaries, Julie Plex, and Emmy Award-winning director of Game of Thrones, comes the riveting outbreak thriller, Containment. When a mysterious and deadly epidemic breaks out in Atlanta, a massive urban quarantine is quickly enforced. Loved ones will be torn apart, and those on both sides of the fence will be put to the ultimate test of survival, not just fighting disease, but fear, isolation, and the unknown. But is the virus an act of Mother Nature, terrorism, or something far more sinister? The truth will not be contained. Secrets begin to unravel, society begins to crumble, but unlikely heroes will rise. Ordinary people will defy the most extraordinary odds. Don't miss the most utterly terrifying yet highly anticipated new series, Containment. The must-see limited series event premieres Tuesday, April 19th. Catch it only on the CW.
Ooh, and I mean, I've seen the previews for it. We've all seen them, and it looks amazing. It looks kind of unlike anything else. Yeah. You know, it's not the vampire world, really, so it looks very...
But we do have Kai.
Yeah, Kai's in it.
And Dahlia.
Dahlia's in it.
Yeah.
I heard a rumor that What's-His-Face is in it, too.
Who?
Werewolf Boy.
Oh,
Tyler.
Oh, that's right.
Michael Trevino.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's in it, too. So, very exciting. Yeah.
Because he's not in this show anymore.
Yes, exactly.
Well, it's just a matter of time.
And it was easy to cast all of them because when they were filming the pilot last year in Atlanta, like, everyone was already there, so...
It's like, we'll kill you one place, but don't worry, we got you.
We got you, boo. Don't worry about it. So, tonight's episode, so crazy. And just so much is happening. I want to talk about Stefan, who we see wake up in the middle of the street with a burning bus happening and screaming cheerleaders, and he goes and saves them as best he can.
Good old Stefan.
Good old Stefan.
Katie was like, my boy did good.
That's he always makes the best decision, though. That's why he's such a good character.
But he really does get the shit end of the skit.
He
stick.
Does get pardon the my shit French. End of the stick.
I know.
Because we learn as he's getting stitched up and the officers come to question him, he's not actually Stefan in Stefan's body. He's Stefan in Marty Hammond's body, who at first glance I thought was Joseph Morgan.
Me too.
Yes. In a way. Thank you. I was like, I was like, that's Klaus with like his old school wrinkly hair.
That's funny.
I think that these producers and casting people are just so set on the people that they know that they're accidentally casting people that look like them, but they aren't connected.
Yeah, but later on in the episode when we get the news report and we see like the mugshot of this guy, I was like, oh no, he doesn't look like him. But in those quick like side profile glances with that hair, I was like, oh my gosh, did they have Joseph Morgan come do a cameo?
Yeah,
like,
that's funny.
Well, there's one part where he's like looking through a window, you know, in the cabin, and that really looked like Joseph Morgan Levitt too.
Joseph Morgan Levitt.
Whoa.
Wouldn't that be so cool if they were one?
Oh my gosh, that would
Joseph
be
Morgan, I'm sorry.
Joseph Gordon.
Gordon?
Gordon Levitt.
Yeah, well, Gordon,
That moment, though, when he's talking to the officer that was questioning him was hilarious because Stefan thought he was in his own hell, and his responses to everything were so funny. Because he thought it was going to start over again.
Yeah, it's like, all right, I get it. I'm an alcoholic, and, you know, there's booze. Oh, the irony there. I get it. Like, let's start hell over. It even said, oh, I'm a vampire alcoholic. How original.
Yeah, this guy's losing it.
Yeah, I was like, okay, you're not making sense, sir. We're gonna need you to walk in a straight line for me here. One thing I was a little confused at first was we were seeing Stefan there, and then, you know, Damon and Valerie have had their talk, and he wants to find Reyna and make this right, but, you know, the stone's destroyed and everything. But he finds Stefan walking down the road, so then I was like, oh my gosh. Are all the souls all in Stefan's body and there's just a bunch of Stefans running around?
I was confused, too.
Really?
Yeah, I was really confused because we didn't see Marty's face yet. And we kept seeing Stefan.
Yeah.
I was like, what the heck? There's two of them now? Yeah. What's going on? And when they were saying, like, all of them have been unleashed, I was like, what the heck is going on? Like,
there's a bunch of Stefans walking around who aren't Stefan.
Oh, my gosh. I thought it was the souls, just random souls thrown everywhere. That's what I thought happened.
Yeah, that's what happened, but I was just saying that because since the souls didn't have their original bodies and we were seeing both of these people as Stefan's face, because we hadn't seen Marty's face yet, I was confused thinking like they were all just Stefan's body had been like duplicated over and over again for all the souls to go into.
Well, it's really interesting. It's a tool that writers use, you know, when they're trying like a body swap situation, but sometimes like there's Drop Dead Diva, there's like a lot of different shows where, you know, they swap bodies. I love that show, too. But you still, in that one, you see the new person, but there's other shows where you see the soul of the person's face, but you rarely see the actual body. And, I mean, you know, we weren't going to let Paul Wesley not act.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they had to do.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad they did it that way. I feel like it would have been kind of boring if we just saw, like, Marty walking around.
Saying he was Stefan, and I'm like, I don't believe
it. Yeah, pretty much. I love this whole idea of all of these crazy souls being on the loose. I think that opens it up for just... No, it's fun.
You're scaring me.
Not if you're scared. A serial killer.
Yeah, I'm scared. No, she's sitting next to you right now, Katie.
It's fun because it's going to be a good story.
This is the lover of love over here talking about. I love these psychopath serial killers being on the loose right now.
Well, I'm just saying, comparing to like other storylines that we've been through with other things, I think like this could be a fun thing to play with. The dangers that are going to come for our friends.
Fun and bloody. Definitely very bloody.
Bloody good time.
Yeah. This is a fun and interesting point that Gemini9857 said, but they didn't do that with the body jumps. Joseph didn't legit get to play Klaus in Alaric or Tyler. Because they did that, but so if they were going to use a character that we knew, then it probably would have been something. But with a new person, I understand why they didn't.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, so he's stuck in this body. Okay, the other thing I don't understand, Marty Hammond, who the news reports all say is a known drunk who, if the detox from the booze doesn't kill him, then the freezing cold temperatures will. Why the heck did he have a job driving a school
bus
in the first place?
My thought.
How did you, confused. And he had a previous, he had DUI. Previous DUIs. No school bus driver would ever be allowed to drive a school bus with a previous DUI.
Maybe, here's just what saying. Happened. He used to be a school bus driver, and then these things happened, so he got kicked out, and then one day he got drunk and he got mad, so he's like, I'm gonna take this bus.
No, he had cheerleaders, though.
Wait, before...
But he hijacked the bus instead of the... Oh, you know what I mean? Like, he's a disgruntled employee, or ex-employee, got fired, so one day when the bus was at the school with the cheerleaders in it and whoever, they were going to an away game or whatever the case was, he hops on the bus and takes it.
Why would they let
a guy with a DUI
run? Did he kill anyone before? Was he just, like, a drunk? Or was he, like, dangerous before?
That's the thing. I feel it really inappropriate for, like, police and news people to say, oh, he's a known drunk. That's a subjective term, I think, unless you've been arrested for DUIs many, many times. And if so, then you shouldn't be able to do the things that he was
Maybe
doing.
Maybe he just hijacked that bus or something.
Yeah, because they wouldn't let him drive with a DUI.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know.
I'm going to be real. There's a lot of things, like, 2 and 2 did not add to 4 this episode. It just didn't add up for me.
Yeah. I will give you that. But Stefan, you know, he's on the run. He finds this abandoned cabin, and he's handcuffed. And he's in a human body that's also in need of alcohol.
And the whole episode, I just was like, find a shot somewhere. Like, there's got to be an ounce of booze to keep mm-hmm. your body from decaying itself from the alcohol withdrawals while you figure out how to get your body yeah. out of the handcuffs and other things that you need.
But then would Stefan start feeling the effects of the alcohol and not think straight?
I don't think he's thinking straight at all to begin with.
Yeah. I think he needs that alcohol at this point.
At this point, the alcoholic's body runs on alcohol, so giving it what it needs, you're not going to go straight into a drunken state because your body so used to it.
But also, you know, we can't forget that he is maybe not yet, but he could be going through the effects of what Joe went through, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm really glad, I just want to say that they kind of, they keep on bringing Joe's storyline back to make it relevant to now to what happened to her and that it's happening again. Because it just is, like, so sad that she died mm-hmm. and all of that. But now there's knowledge about what happened to her and that it's happening to Stefan. I'm just glad that they're keeping that through storyline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm glad they brought it up to remind us what happened as well.
I miss her.
I know.
That's a sad thing.
Sad one that we lost.
Yeah.
Well, meanwhile. Sorry. Meanwhile, Damon has found Stefan's body mm-hmm. and thinks for a while that he's with his brother. And then finally starts to notice, you know what? This guy's a little off from what my brother usually
just a little bit.
Acts and does and stuff.
Like, was
my reaction?
Yeah. Was he expecting Stefan, though, to, like, kill that waitress and not be able to control himself? And that's when he knew that it wasn't him when he's like, stop, stop. And then he did. And he goes, okay. Because Stefan
has been a ripper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't come out a ripper since last time he didn't come out a ripper. So maybe that's where he was thinking.
How many people were in that bar? Like,
okay.
It looked like they had compelled everyone to leave because it.
Well, how many did he attack?
There's two bodies.
Oh, two bodies.
There.
Okay.
The waitress and, like, the cook.
Okay.
Isn't whoever that is in Stefan's body a little smarter, though, when Damon said, I gotta go make a phone call? And then he goes straight to the jukebox. Was that what it's called? A jukebox?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And puts on some music. That's a classic, he's trying to hide the conversation from me.
I think his only thought was, I just want to tear these people apart right now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's been in that stone for, like, almost 200 years or something. I can't do math.
I'm going to be real, though.
100 and...
We don't know. This is what me and Jordana were talking about. We don't know the name of the soul, right?
No. I call him Fake Stefan.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, all I kept writing in my notes is Fake Stefan is crazy.
I mean, listen, I kind of am enjoying that as a villain. In a way, I hope that Stefan gets his body back and this guy still is there somewhere causing trouble.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I like. I think it's a really fun thing to play with all these crazy souls. It makes for a good story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It kind of reminds me the craziness of, like, a Kai character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, not Kai, because...
Like, fun and funny.
Yeah.
He had some funny one-liners.
Yeah.
When they were in the car.
All of a sudden, they can fly again, guys. What? Remember?
Yeah. Okay, what was that? I did tweet about this. I was like, so can vampires fly all of a sudden? And I was reminded that they have flown before. But nothing like this, because there was nowhere. No jump. It was just
It was like a Superman thing.
Yeah, it was like he left through the window like he was Superman.
What does he say? Deuces? Deuces!
How does he know the word deuces from 1880?
Maybe Stefan had written deuces in his journal.
But that's not a word Stefan says, is it?
It's time. Yeah, he's like writing in his journal at the end. Deuces.
Yeah.
But Stefan had a lot of hate to say, which I think is just an interesting one that is crossed over. Like, we don't see exactly what he said about Damon, but it was not nice.
Well, even Fake Stefan, you know, he realized it.
He's like, your
brother does not like you at all.
But
so,
and I feel bad for this whole wedge that they're pushing in between the brothers, because I want to see them be best friends, but there's just, I don't know, I'm sad about that whole situation.
I think it's been, as sad as it is, I feel like it's kind of something that we need to see, just because... You know, he's been pushed around, and he's so long that Stefan's finally, like, realizing it, you know?
Guys, we have a name. I don't know how the four of us missed it. Is Ambrose? And that doesn't even sound familiar to me.
No, that must have been online somewhere, no?
Yeah, Ambrose from Nicholas What is it? And okay, well, it's AMBROSE.
Mm-hmm. This is stuff. It wasn't said in the episode, I don't believe. So, I mean, you can find it on IMDb, I'm sure. But so yeah, that's the guy's name. It's Ambrose.
Uh huh. Ambrose.
Interesting.
Okay. Cool. Thanks, Nicholas.
Yeah. Thank you,
Nicholas Kelly.
I was really annoyed with Damon for telling Stefan, fake Stefan, that hey, I know you're fake Stefan.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have done that.
Like, the plan was you got to keep this guy happy and get him to your brother without him escaping. Why do you tell him? You know,
I don't think a way he's making the same mistake over again because he's screwing over Stefan because, yeah, Stefan, I know you only have like 3 days to live in that human body. But let me just tell this fake Stefan that he should have been playing along with
he
it.
He definitely should have.
I mean, I thought it was great that fake Stefan, I don't care that his name is Ambrose right now, his name is fake Stefan for this episode. I love that he started playing along like, oh, yes, I'm starting to remember these things.
I love you, brother.
Yeah, I love you, brother. And I was like, I wanted Damon to keep it going so bad. And then he did it. And I was like, oh, man, that was going to be such a fun banter.
Oh, it would have been so fun if he would have been like, what about when I stole Elena from you? Did you still love me then? Yes, I did.
Oh, my gosh. Aww.
Yeah, I was wondering, I was like, what was Damon thinking at that moment? Was he kind of... Did he think that this fake Stefan was, like, kind of cool or something?
I don't think he thought he was going to fly out the window, sure.
I don't think so.
Damon acts first and thinks later. Mm-hmm. So I think he just was, like, annoyed. You know, he just lost his brother. He's got this guy who's pretending to be his brother now. And he was just like, look, let's cut the bullshit. But and I know you're not who I thought you were at first.
But you have no idea who it is, who it truly is inside Stefan's body, so don't even play that game. Mm-hmm. You need his body to do whatever spell it is to get them, I don't know, maybe you can switch them.
Especially after he saw what happened in the bar or whatever they were at. I mean, obviously he wants to, you know, eat people, so he's not that under control. Yeah. How are you going to tell him?
Yeah, exactly.
I just, you know, and I think the theme, what they're trying to convey to us, is that Stefan or Damon is better when Elena is there. And that was Damon's own explanation for putting himself in the coffin, because I think it's kind of stupid, to be honest, but I think it's an excuse as though now he's making these stupid decisions because she's not there. Yeah.
But then that sucks because she's not coming back. So is Damon going to keep doing this? Or is he going to finally realize, you know, it's not only her. Maybe it is her, too, but it's myself that I have to make the better choices.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that tonight's episode kind of got us to a place of Stefan and Damon having real conversations. Because, mm-hmm. you know, when we find out where Stefan is on the side of the road and Damon's on his way to find him and they're talking on the phone, that was the realest the brothers have been in a very long time. Mm-hmm. And probably ever. And Stefan spoke his mind probably because he thought he was going to die before mm-hmm. Damon even got there. But he's like, you abandoned me even before this Elena thing. Like, you chose to live in a box without, you know, your brother around. He brought up how they used to play hide and seek. Mm-hmm. And Stefan would always hide in their dad's office. And, you know, Damon was like, no, I was always scared for you. And it was just, like, a very touching scene and conversation to hear them be that real. But Stefan's words of, you know, the saddest part is that I'm probably not going to make it. And when I finally drop down, like, I don't think you'll be there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's dang, so sad. Like, that's... And today's National Siblings Day, so all I'm thinking is, like...
Well, even after that conversation, when he does rescue him, he's in the car with him. And he asks him, he's like, so are we, like, good, or do you forgive me? And he's like, no. You know? So yeah. I think Damon's...
Not by a long shot.
I hope. I don't know if he is, but I'm hoping that this is going to help him realize, like, okay, I need to get my...
I also just want to say, though, I'm glad that they skipped over the moment where, like, Damon, like, reaches and picks Stefan up in his arms. Because you knew that's what he had to do to get him in the car.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a weirdly romantic... You know, moment. It's like, oh, you're never gonna find me and save me. Then Stefan's on the ground, and then you're like, oh no. And then the headlights come, and Damon comes in, and you don't see him picking up his body. But that's probably what happened.
I thought it was so special.
I thought it was so special.
No, just him picking him up.
Did you want to see him hold him like a baby?
Yeah, because he's saving his life and he really cares about his brother. And he's, you know, no, I'm going to be there for you this time, Stefan. I'm coming to get you. It's weird, though, because we saw Damon, who he was in the beginning of Vampire Diaries when they do the flashbacks of 1864. He was always a good, like, a good boy, you know? And
I mean, he said in that for hide and seek, he was scared to break the rules. And yeah. Now, and I, when he said that, I was like, wow, and it's so funny because now all he does is break the rules.
Yeah, so I think part of it may be an act that he's put on for so long because I'm going to, you know, he said it from the beginning, he's going to get even with Stefan and he's not going to ever let him live this down or whatever his exact words were. But maybe it's just an act that he's held on this whole time. And I don't think it's necessarily just Elena that can make him better.
I don't think it's just Elena that makes him better. I think that when you become a vampire, your kind of true self comes out. We saw, you know, we've seen changes in different characters between when they were human versus when they're vampires. And for Damon, I think that he struggled so long as a human to do the right thing and to always be the good boy that when he became a vampire, that part of him died with the human side. And being a vampire, it's made him more exhilarated and free to do things and take the risks that he was too scared to take as a human.
Okay, because it's supposed to heighten who you were already, so maybe he was suppressing all of that stuff. Okay.
Yeah, you know, like how my mom says I used to not talk back and I was such a good girl and now I'm a sarcastic asshole.
Are you a vampire?
I might be. I might have hit vampires or something. I don't know. I got bit in college and I didn't know.
That'd be so cool.
That's fun.
Yeah, something like that. So the brothers are good for now. I think that this is the start of their, I think from now on their brotherly bond can be like start to heal. We can start the healing process. But first we gotta find this dude. and who can help us out? Alaric and Valerie are spending some time together, which is...
Can they just fall in love and leave?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I thought about that, but then I was like, oh, it's too easy for everyone to just, like, start falling in love with each other. But they do have a great conversation. Well, first, Damon has that conversation with Valerie about Nora and Mary Louise. And Valerie doesn't think that if Mary Louise and Nora knew that Stefan had been stabbed by the sword, that they would have destroyed the Phoenix Stone. Do we buy that?
I don't think so.
No. I'm on Damon's side, I think, with that.
I've been reading a lot of, like, fan comments and tweets and stuff, and there's just no way that it's destroyed. And a lot of fans also think that maybe Nora is not dead.
Oh, you don't think the stone's destroyed? Is what you're saying?
Well, the stone is destroyed.
Well, no, it's destroyed. No, I know it's destroyed, but, like, whatever spell, there's more to the spell, I think, than what we know, and that perhaps Nora is not dead. I don't know. Some people thought that Mary Louise could have done something separate to make sure, like, Nora lived or her soul or spirit lived somehow.
Yeah, I was going to say, what if her soul's roaming around somewhere?
Or both of them, maybe.
Mm-hmm. It was just a little too easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought that too. But, you know, in the meantime, Valerie does get Raina, tracks her down, and this is when we learn everything that's going on with the souls. She takes her to Alaric's house, where Alaric is just trying to pack up his vampire hunt and stuff and get out of town. He's already been on the phone with Matt and was like, we had 3 years of no supernatural incidents. We were out of it. And now my fiancé, we were supposed to get married in a month. Like, they were getting married in a month?
I know.
That's crazy. Well, guys, our theory, I think, of that this was all a ruse with Caroline and Alaric, that is done because it's real.
Well, but I love what he said, though.
Me too.
He said, you know, I proposed to her because I fell in love with her, and she said yes because she thought it was right for the babies. Mm-hmm. And that just shows. He knows Caroline is still affected by Stefan, still has feelings for Stefan. That just doesn't go away just by covering it up, and I'm going to date somebody else for now.
I love how she saw, or they found that Alaric had that picture, or found the picture of...
Well, he knew where it was.
Well, I know it was, but it was just framed. Framed, was like, so beautiful, cute picture.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it was framed. It wasn't, like, from a, like, rolled up or folded up in a box or anything.
She probably pulls it out.
Do they put it, like, next to their bed and they're, like, having sex and Caroline's just looking at it? That'd be a little weird.
That's got to be really a lot of heartache for Alaric. He knows.
He knows. And what makes it really sad is that I've always loved Alaric. And just after what he went through with Joe and the babies and then
to know that he did fall in love with Caroline. And I mean, he's just saying his perspective that he knows that there's probably still a part of Caroline that does love Stefan, mm-hmm. but we don't know that Caroline didn't say yes because she actually mm-hmm. is in love with him too. I think that there's probably a part of her pulling her both ways because in her mind, she thinks that Stefan abandoned her to go mm-hmm. travel the world with Valerie mm-hmm. when we all know that he thought he was doing what was best for her by not involving her in, like, this whole Reyna Hunt thing.
He should have written her a letter.
Especially, a lot of these things could be fixed with communication.
Yeah.
You sound like me. Yeah. I'm always the advocate for, just talk to each other, guys. Just communicate.
Yeah. Especially if Caroline does, you know, have, like, an anger towards Stefan because, you know, she feels abandoned, I would hope that maybe she does have, like, a love or soft spot for Alaric, you know?
Oh, I'm They've sure
been
she
together
does.
For 3 years. She's had to grown some love for yeah, him well, exactly. by this point.
I'm well, sure yeah. she loves him, especially the Father friendship. Of
her children. Yeah. Yeah. But even though it's not hers, it's kind of hers. Mm-hmm. She'll never lose that attachment to the children. But not that I'm saying I am not sure. I don't want the fans to get mad at me. But, you know, where exactly was Caroline in this episode?
Maternity leave.
No, I know, like, Candace was in maternity leave, but, like, where was Caroline? Okay.
She went to New Orleans to look for her friend episodes ago, and we haven't seen her since, right?
Because maternity leave.
And so she right, has, she right. But is she, are they implying that she's hanging out in New Orleans staying safe?
Well, he says that she's in hiding with the kids. So as long as she's gone off to stay away from this, so mm-hmm. we're not going to know her location because she's supposed to be keeping the girl safe cool. right now.
New Orleans has a lot of crazy stuff, so hopefully she's actually not there.
But, I mean, it's 3 years in the future there, and we don't know what's happening in New Orleans 3 years in the future.
True.
Because, you know, when she was there, it was very calm, and everyone was like, no one's seen Klaus in 3 years.
That's right.
So,
okay.
But I thought the 3 years was this.
But Originals isn't 3 years ahead, so we don't know what's going on in New Orleans.
Yeah, he just ran away. Okay.
Yeah, so that's where it's
maybe too many time jumps. James Bar. Maybe she's in St. James she Bar might, to protect because no magic can be done
there.
No
one can track her that way or anything. So that's that for now. But, you know, they do have Reyna and they are able, because Reyna can hear all the souls' voices and it's everywhere. So they use the picture to kind of get her to concentrate on Stefan so they're able to find him. But they have a difference of opinion on how to handle this because fake Stefan asks about, you know, how close are we to Memphis, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
where I wanted to go. Memphis. And so when Reyna hears that he referenced that, she knows who he is. Mm-hmm. She's like, no, we need to find him and we need to put him down now. And Valerie's like, well, you're not going to kill my boyfriend's body. We're going to swap it first and then go. And Reyna's like, well, this is where we have a difference of opinion. And she hulks out of the chains. And
she could have hulked the whole time.
Yeah.
She was cooperating with them.
Is it still a thing that we saw her have all... She stayed in Stefan's little life. She watched, like, a movie. She watched what Stefan was doing while she was in the armory. But she just told Valerie that she's seeing all these things from all these souls, but it's all overlapping.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because there's too many, or is Stefan special that she was able to just concentrate on him only?
No, I think it's because there's so many that it's all coming at her at the same time, so she can't pinpoint.
Now that they're all out.
Yeah, now that they're all out, as opposed to when she was just hunting Stefan, mm-hmm. like, that was the... She didn't hear anyone else because they were in the stone.
So nobody else was marked? Because sometimes she has multiple people marked.
Yeah, it sounds like because she was the old lady.
Once the... So when she... Before, when they were still in the stone, it was easier for her to just pinpoint them out.
Okay.
And now that they're all released, like she was saying, she's like, I just hear a bunch of voices in my head.
Okay. You know? And so what Valerie did, how did she... I don't understand how she was able to hone in, because she was looking at the photo of Stefan.
Yeah.
Yeah, she kept telling her to focus on his eyes, and then from there, Valerie was then looking inside her mind mm-hmm. for that, and then, you know, able to piece it together.
I thought they pieced that together extremely quickly, too, with the...
I was expecting it to happen quickly, because I was like, why isn't someone trying to do a locator spell, mm-hmm. or...
But the tattoo to the what they were saying on the news to...
I thought that the fiery bus should have been enough. Because that news report had been on all freaking day. You heard about it. You turned it off. and then and yelled at Alaric for, you know, listening to it.
Yeah.
And as soon as she saw a fiery bus crash, in my mind, I would have been like, oh, yeah, that news report that's been on all freaking day. They haven't shut up about.
Yeah.
Like, I was actually more surprised that it was the tattoo on the that's hand that pieced yeah. it together, as opposed to just, like, the school bus is on fire.
Yeah.
The driver is missing.
Yeah, because not every single anchor necessarily means that the merchant thing, does it?
He was in the... Was he in before? The military? Or no?
Yeah.
Some, Marines?
Oh, yeah, they said he was like a merchant.
Yeah, but that's what I thought was just strange. Alaric didn't see the tattoo.
I think he just put it together. Because then Val was like, oh, I saw a fiery bus.
Yeah, she said fiery bus, and she said something about a tattoo. Yeah. And then that was part of the description that they were saying of the suspect.
Merchant, over and Marine.
Over and over again.
Something, well, I am glad that we did see Reyna. You know how last episode she was, you know, a little bit more humane, and we saw her feelings, but I did like that she was like, okay, I need to kill this guy, and boom, releases, and she's out. Like, I'm hoping that we see the bad Reyna again. She's just looked more enjoyable than, you know, what we saw last episode.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping we see that
more. I don't know, I want to see her feel more and stuff, and to be able to relate to her.
I do want to see that, but I don't know. It kind of takes away from...
It's confusing. Her,
yeah, it's confusing. It takes away from...
again, with Klaus, like, we saw him have feelings and stuff even when he was in the Vampire Diaries. And I don't think they've done a great... And a lot of the people in the chat agree that they just haven't done a great job with that character as far as expressing who she is and utilizing, like, what she can do.
Was her... You know, when she was talking about her ex-boyfriend, did she kill him?
Yeah, she did.
I wonder if he's out.
Oh, someone in the chat said that.
Maybe
that's Stefan. Someone has said that could be Stefan. They said that would be really cool.
That is amazing.
And then, is that his doppelganger?
No.
But remember, like, he had doppelgangers before, so could that be...
Who? What?
Stefan. Like, right. And we killed all the doppelgangers. But remember I said last after show that... maybe that's why she felt the connection with Stefan, because she had such a weird connection that her love could have been a doppelganger of his. And maybe Stefan was the serial killer back in 1880. Not Stefan, but the doppelganger of Stefan.
Maybe. Could be.
That could be, but I feel like the guy, fake Stefan, still calling him that, because he didn't really react to seeing his face and seeing what body he was in. Because, we got to see real Stefan react to being in Marty's body and being like, this isn't my body. Like, where am I? But we didn't get to see fake Stefan's reaction.
Did you see when he looked in the mirror? He just kind of touched his face, but he didn't really do anything. Maybe.
And then he said, I'm starving, I think.
Yeah, he's like, I'm famished.
So maybe it could be.
How did I come back as my real self?
I can see that.
But although he's Stefan, he's not his...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but doppelgangers are so confusing. It's like, think of something.
I know. Gemini said, I think we're done with doppelgangers. We're never done with doppelgangers. That's the truth.
There's always more.
And tie it all in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the serial killer has to be her.
Yeah, so what we learned is that Alaric remembers this old, folk tale or whatever about a serial killer from the 1880s who used to stalk fraternity and sorority houses and not just, murder them, but he would force the victims to murder each other, and then no one would believe the surviving victims, and that would drive them mad. And they would end up, killing themselves, too. And they never caught the killer. And we know that he is at a fraternity house party in Memphis. So, seems like we found our guy. Now we just got to get to him and figure out how to stop him.
So, there's a lot of Greek mythology stuff with the name Ambrose. Mm-hmm. Ambrose, right? Which a lot of people are saying it's Greek mythology. And that healed the wounds of... demigods in Percy Jackson. A lot of other people are just saying that, because I'll do research, it'll give us more information as far as who this person could be and what he wants, because it is a Greek mythology god or entity of some sort. So that's, and I love that. I'm glad that they actually are using things that are based in research and stuff.
Very cool. Well, did you guys have anything else you wanted to add from this episode before we get into some news and gossip?
No.
Take that as a no. News and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. So, last week, Kat Graham announced that season 8 was going to be her last season of The Vampire Diaries.
Pulling Nina Dobrev over here.
Today.
Oh my gosh.
Ian at one of the Walker Stalker Con.
In Nashville.
In Nashville said that season 8 will be his last season. And he is quoted to have said, "We have decided to do one last season to really do the story justice. My role is shifting in the show and we have a lot to do basically." So now everyone's assuming that season 8 will be the last season of Vampire Diaries. It has not been officially said by the network or Julie or anyone. But with both Kat Graham, yeah. who, where the F has she been the last three episodes?
Mental institution.
Right? And Ian now announcing his departure, that the show's kind of got nowhere else to go.
It's true, almost started crying when I read this today. So sad. But Julie also said that she feels that whenever Paul and Ian are ready to be done with the story is when she's going to close it out. So if he's ready to be done with the story, maybe Paul's ready to be done with the story and to close out their characters.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing, guys. Julie Plex said a while ago, and she said it many times, that when the brothers are ready to end it, then that's when it's going to be ended. So when I heard the Kat Graham thing, I was like, listen, this is a good time to end it. But then when I heard the Ian Somerhalder thing, I was like, okay, well, then it has to end because she says if one of them's out, the whole thing's over.
Yeah.
Which I think is the smart move.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I mean, how can we continue the Vampire Diaries without these main characters?
This is so sad. I'm just going to have to rewatch it on Netflix all the time.
Which you already do anyway.
Yeah, me too.
It's fine. There's no official word, but it seems that all signs are pointing towards a cancellation after next season or the series coming to an end. But you never know what might happen, what they might decide to do with it. So for anyone who's looking for that little glimmer of hope, there is still a glimmer of hope because we still haven't heard anything from Paul. We haven't heard nothing is official until the CW says it or Julie announces it.
Well, you know what, guys? Some of the best shows, though, you have to bow out before. And I think that would be the classiest thing for us to do. So for us, like, we're making this show. But, you know, Julie said this is going to be their last season, and make the last season epic and bring back as many people as they can that they've killed in some way.
This is true.
Elena.
So, not to end this show on a sour note, so I'm going to tell you some happy stuff. Tonight's episode was directed by Julie Plec. She's directed an episode last season as well. And I was reading Julie's blog on Entertainment Weekly, and I have some tidbits from set. So the cabin that Stefan kind of stumbled into, 2 weeks before they were filming, that did not exist. And they had their whole set design team come in, and they built it in the woods behind their production office. So she jokes that it's now up and ready, and basically they could Airbnb it out, and all it needs is like a Netflix and some Wi-Fi for the perfect
weekend. And chill, can we come?
for the perfect getaway. So I thought that was pretty cool.
She jokes?
She joked that all it's missing is some Netflix. My thought is that she's now living in the cabins because she's got 3 shows going on, so she doesn't have time to go home for anything. So my thought is that she built it so that she had somewhere to sleep at night. Okay. And then the scene that they shot with Ian on the airplane tarmac, they actually shot that the same week that Ian was directing last week's episode. So he had to go from filming all day with his scenes and stuff, and then they had to film all of this week's scenes with him acting and Julie directing. So basically it was just like a really long day, and they had to split it into 2 days, and they thought that it was supposed to rain the next day, so in order to match it, they had to film the scene, one scene dry and one scene with fake rain, and then the next day it didn't even rain. So they had to stay on set even longer because of that. And she's again jokes that she said, again, Georgia weather proved to be unpredictable. It never rained again, so the rain scene we shot didn't make it in the cut. It's possible Ian's still mad at me. So make sure you guys check out her blog on Entertainment Weekly. It's filled with insight and Julie's humor, and it's just a lot of fun to kind of read about each episode and how it was shot. And she always has someone come in and kind of give their guest tidbits on things as well.
That's so fun.
Yeah, so I guess now we can move over into our predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, so I'm going to be honest. I don't remember what the preview showed for next week.
Okay, so Damon searching for Stefan's body, and we're going to see a lot of that killer, whoever that is, Ambrose, maybe, like you said, killing some people, and he's going to be crazy. And then Alaric's helping out Damon, so that's going to be fun, the two of them.
Yeah, besties back together again. That'll one be last fun adventure. To see.
My prediction is the whole Ambrose being Reyna's ex-boyfriend. Mm-hmm. That's why I just have a feeling.
I like that prediction.
And I think Ambrose is a doppelganger of Stefan.
There we go. Continue.
I don't like your prediction as much because I just don't want doppelgangers. Yeah. But I like you as a person.
So. Listen, I think it'd be great because it ties in the whole story.
And it'd be like another one, but seriously.
But being her boyfriend, I feel, gives the same thing without having to go down the whole if season 8's going to be the last season, we don't need to go back to, like, doppelgangers.
No, but we're not necessarily going back there because there's not going to be two Stefan bodies because there's no more actual doppelgangers. But I think it'd be cool that his soul was the doppelganger. I think that would be a nice way to tie it in. They can't bring back two Stefans because Ambrose's body's burned. She burned all the bodies.
Interesting. I'm liking this Ambrose character as a villain. I have always loved I loved it when Elena first turned into a vampire and they were at the fraternity house, you know? It was her and Damon. And it was Halloween. Do you guys remember this episode? And she was biting people and like there was blood everywhere and everyone didn't say anything because it was Halloween, so they just thought it was normal.
Yeah.
I think there's so much to do with fraternities and sororities and murder. And I'm kind of liking the direction that serial killer is going in, and I think it's interesting. So I think that whether, you know, hopefully Stefan will get back in his body, but when he does, I do think that Ambrose will go into another body. And maybe it could be another character.
Well, so how do you think that, like, maybe it's a spell that puts him in there, but why would somebody help him with a spell? Maybe he has somebody held captive and you do the spell for me or else.
Yeah, or like honestly, Valerie is so easy to manipulate. It's ridiculous. And she's so powerful. But
that's true. Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll convince her and be like, you know what? I won't give up my body unless you put me in another, or give up Stefan's body unless you put me in another body. Oh, you know, something like that. Obviously, she would do it.
Something like that. And you know what? We got to get Bon Bon back and Caroline and those kids.
Mostly, I just want to see Bonnie because we haven't seen
her. And Enzo!
We saw Enzo last week, so I just need to see Bonnie right now.
I want to see them naked together.
You want to see them naked together? I just want to see that she is
alive,
safe and okay, because we saw her 3 years flash forward like episodes ago, and we haven't seen her in the 3 years flash forwards, any of those, and we haven't seen her in present day 3 years from then now either. So I just want to see Bonnie. Like, just show me that she is there.
If Bonnie has a theme song, guys, it's Survivor by Destiny's Child.
I mean, I was not surprised when Kat Graham announced that next season would be her last, because it was like, they haven't done anything with your character, so I don't blame you. I'm surprised you lasted this long.
Aww.
But thank you guys for tuning in. Where can everyone find you throughout the week?
You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at @Jordana_Morphin. Jordana_Morphin.
And you guys can find me online at samdavidsonentertainment.com and on Twitter and Instagram at samd43.
You guys can find me on Twitter at @KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with 3 E's, Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. I have a vlog.
And make sure you check out all the shows that AfterBuzz does every week. You can find us all over the web at AfterBuzzTV. You can find me at the Tiana Hobson on Twitter and Instagram, Tiana_Hobson on Snapchat. And we will see you guys next week with another exciting episode.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.